A new survey shows since Ann Arbor's footing drain disconnect program started more than a decade ago, fewer sewer backups are taking place during heavy rains. A study finds reductions in sanitary sewer flow in several target areas. The program, however, is currently suspended, and many homeowners have complaints.
Very frustrated to get letters that say you better do this or $100 a month.
Joe Walls lives on Delaware near Lawton School. Walls recently spent about $10,000 to have his basement waterproofed. He says the first decade he lived in his home, there were no issues with water in the basement, but that changed after the footing drain disconnection.
Now, 8, 9 years later, 100 other people have had the same kind of issue, and they're saying, oh, gee, maybe there is something that's got connected between these two things.
Walls wasn't the only person to complain about the program at a public meeting on the Sanitary Sewer Wet Weather Evaluation Project. Pat Cook says she hasn't had any water issues in her Westside Ann Arbor home, but it's still been costly.
I've had 5 sub pumps since they put them in, and every 2 years the sub pump goes bad. I've had no backups, but if the sub pump quits, then I'll get some water backups.
Cook and others also raised concerns that while they've spent money to comply, other Ann Arbor residents aren't participating. While many homeowners are complaining, others see the program as saving them from frequently finding sewage in their basement. Rod Sorge is the president of the Earhart Village Homes Association. Sorge says several of the association's buildings had sewer backups.
Since the footing drains were installed, those problems have ceased. So we're very interested in seeing it continue and are anxious to see how our fellow citizens and their committees and our city officials feel that they're going to go forward with the program.
City engineer Nick Hutchinson says they are reviewing the current and future risk analysis. Hutchinson notes they will also work with some of the homeowners that raised concerns in responding to the survey.
Trying to follow up on some of the the people having the worst problems as a starting point, and trying to figure out what's the cause of those problems and is there something we can do to fix them.
Hutchinson says a group of Ann Arbor residents will ultimately make a recommendation on what the city should do to try to continue to reduce storm-related sewer backups.
The Citizens Advisory Committee is really going to be delving into looking at different alternatives for handling wet weather flow in the sanitary system. Do we continue with footing drain disconnections? Do we look at storing it somewhere when we get these big events? Do we just upsize pipes everywhere? Some combination of these things.
Jim Osborne is on the committee. Osborne hasn't made up his mind if the footing drain disconnect program should be restarted.
If we do, it needs to be implemented in a better method. If it were my sump pump, I'd want to have it large enough to have 2, an A and a B, and people need to have instructions that you test them.
A final report from the Sanitary Sewer Wet Weather Evaluation Project is expected in July. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.